Mom says, holding up her hands. First of all, I don't know what you think you look like, Soph, but you're a beautiful girl. 13 is the worst, but you won't always be this age. You absolutely can't solve anything by falling into an eating disorder. That's not... Honey, this is an eating disorder. It's not a diet plan. No 13-year-old should be on a diet plan, by the way. We feed you healthy meals. You have a balanced diet, and you need that food so you can continue to grow. I have to call Steph's mom. No!
Do you think she'll get in trouble?
Dad demands, true anger firing in his voice.
She's gone, honey. She can't get into trouble now. And if this gives her parents some answers, well, then we need to tell them.
I'm sorry. The tears come in earnest now. I didn't know that it was wrong.
Why did you keep it a secret?
Mom asks. She hands me a tissue and I wipe my eyes before shrugging a shoulder.
That's what I thought.
She continues.
If you thought you had to keep it a secret, then you knew that something about it wasn't right. You won't do this anymore.
No, I shake my head. I promise I won't. That won't be me, Mama.
There will be therapy,
Dad says, leaving no room for argument.
And if we need one, a nutritionist. I won't lose you, Sophie. Not today or any other day.
I jump up and rush to him, sit in his lap and bury my nose in his neck the way I used to when I was younger. I'm so sorry, I say again, soaking in the safety of my daddy's arms. I'm so, so sorry. Chapter 1. Sophie. Before I can even ring the bell, the door is thrown open, and Liam, my younger brother, rushes outside.
Moi,
he mutters, his mouth full of something. What are you even eating? I demand as I turn and watch him hurry down the walk to his car.
Muffin,
he says and throws me a smile that all the girls tell me is charming and magnetic. To me, it just looks like he's about to get into trouble, which is on brand for Liam.
Gotta go, see ya.
He waves, drops into his Mustang, and vrooms right out of the driveway and down the street through the Alki neighborhood of Seattle. Since the door is open, I walk inside and make a beeline for the kitchen. Some of the parents of all of us cousins went in on buying this house and then renovated it to suit a bunch of late teens or early 20-somethings. My Aunt Natalie has owned the house next door forever. And now that the family owns this house too, the parents decided to take down the fence that separated the two properties and make it a sort of Montgomery cousin compound. We're just a regular bunch of West Coast Kennedys.
What are you up to?
Hudson asks as he reaches for a coffee mug and pours himself a cup. His dark blonde hair is a wild mass of bedhead, and his blue eyes smile at me sleepily as he takes his first sip.
Is someone in trouble?
Just because one of us oldies shows up to say hi doesn't always mean that someone is in trouble.
Not always,
he concedes.
Did you just miss me and couldn't stay away any longer?
I smirk and reach for my own mug. Something like that. The truth is, I sometimes get lonely in my condo. I work from home, so I'm there by myself most of the time, and sometimes I miss the chaos that is my family. So I swing by the compound to see what's going on. How's school going? I ask him.
It's almost over, and it can't come soon enough,
he says with a sigh, scratching the stubble on his cheek.
But it's good. I like it.
Being an electrician was an excellent decision, I inform him.
Yeah, well, most of my friends thought it was stupid that I didn't go to a university.
He sips again, then shrugs.
But I hated school, Soph. I wouldn't have been good in a classroom, and I grew up in a construction family.
That you did. I hold my mug out to clink his. Hud's dad, Mark, and my dad own a construction company together. It's in our blood.
I can make a good living with this.
Absolutely you can. I'm really proud of you.